Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, wait a minute. That sounded weird, Woody. It was a good morning, then a
hi.
What's your name?
My name's Marissa. I'm just nervous. I love you guys. I'm sorry.
Well, how can we help you, Marissa?
Yeah, we want to.
So I went on a date recently that I know it sounds like what everyone says, but I really thought we connected. I honestly thought we had chemistry, and I haven't heard from him. It's almost 2 weeks now.
Well, yeah. Where'd you go on the date?
Oh, have you guys been? It's called the Pizza Dive in Beaver Creek.
Woody loves that place.
Oh, yes. Did you go on Monday night for the buffet from like 4:30 to 8?
You don't do that on a first date.
Oh, come on.
How do you think I got my wife?
No, we didn't, but I definitely will do that soon. We went on kind of an earlier date, though. It wasn't so late, so we went out. We had the same sense of humor. We were talking about a lot of movies that we had watched or wanted to see. So then that kind of led into him saying, well, you know, it's still pretty early. It's like, you know, we could stop by my place and maybe watch something or, you know, just have a drink and like head out somewhere else. So I was like, great. We were having a great conversation. We ordered our food and the food didn't even come yet. And all of a sudden he started acting weird, standoffish. And he just said, you know, I'm not feeling well. And I think I should probably go. Let's reschedule this. And I was like, sure, absolutely. Okay, it's fine. But then I reached out later just to say, hey, hope you're feeling better. If you need anything, let me know. And then that was it.
Well, what's his name, Marissa?
His name is Alan.
Okay, let's get to the bottom of this for this young lady.
Something must have happened. Let's give Alan
a call.
We'll
find out for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Hello?
Hey, Alan.
Yes, this is Alan.
You sound so scary.
Why did I sound scary? I was saying, hi, Alan. Alan,
like,
are you there?
Listen to poor Alan. He's like, who is
Alan's
this weirdo?
Fine. Uh-huh. Alan? Are you still there? Like, might have hung up on us. All right, let's get to it. Alan, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm fine. Is there something I can help you with?
Not us.
Maybe you could help Marissa out a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you're on second date.
Yeah, okay. Well, Marissa, sure, yeah. I'm sorry to, you know, sort of nip this in the bud early, but yeah, Marissa is not someone that I can really see myself with.
Okay, hold on. You go to the Pizza Dive, right? Is that the place, Woody?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even stay for the food?
What's wrong with you?
Correct.
I mean,
well,
she's a little chatty, but I mean, she's interesting.
No, it's not the chattiness. I mean, I can tolerate a lot of things. I can tolerate, you know, chattiness, but that's not what the issue was. I kind of, you know, I was trying to ignore it at first, but honestly, it was just too hard. It was something that was just staring me right in the face, and honestly, it kind of makes me feel sick to my stomach even just thinking about it. So it's just not appropriate, especially on a first date, so I think I'm going to have to pass.
Are you going to tell us what it is? Or
yeah.
What? I don't know. These two might be a perfect pairing. There's a lot of talking going on between the two of them.
Okay. Well, I was trying to, you know, not come right out and say it, but, so we didn't get our food. I left before the food because I definitely was not feeling good, because we got our drinks and we got our waters, and, Marissa would drink her water and swish it around in her mouth and spit it back into her cup.
Stop.
And then drink it over and over and over
again. Well, maybe she just felt something in her teeth. She was trying to get it out. You ever do that before? I know you have. Some
yeah,
water,
but I would
swish it around.
I would try to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, that's true,
you know?
Too. But, you know, maybe she just enjoyed your company, Alan, and didn't want to leave you.
No, this was a thing that she did repeatedly for every sip of water. Like it very clearly became, oh, this is a thing that she does. Like, it got to the point where she was drinking the water, but the water got cloudy.
Ew!
And like, yeah, and like little bits of food.
It's like drinking a water bottle after one of my kids drink it. Backwash and everything else.
Yeah, she would straight up be making and drinking backwash, and honestly, I'm feeling nauseous again just thinking about it. So yeah, no second date for me. Thanks, but no thanks.
I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed right now. First off, I think you were exaggerating quite a bit, Alan. Definitely an exaggeration, but maybe it's from wearing braces, and I do sometimes get something in my teeth in this one particular spot, and we were having such a great conversation, but I wasn't drinking it back. I do have a habit sometimes of like kind of swishing water around. I don't know. You're being really mean, and it definitely wasn't like that over and over, and just say you don't want to go out with me again. That's fine.
Hey, Marissa, I know what second date update is. I've listened to this radio station before quite a bit, actually. So I was on it. I knew you were here on the line. I was just doing you a favor by telling you the truth.
Ow!
I don't know what to say. I mean, it was not like that, but that's fine if you want to. Like I said, you're exaggerating.
Nancy, I think at this point we know what's going to happen, but you know the rules are we have to make the offer, guys. So Marissa, Alan,
no, don't make the offer.
No, Marissa, the rules are we have to make
the
offer.
We have to.
So
yeah.
Here it is. K99.1 FM is willing to set you guys up on a second date with a limo. We'll pay for all the transportation with gas prices being out of the roof right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you some movie passes, some maybe even some concert tickets, but you guys just have to say yes to it. Right now, I don't think it's going to happen, but
I mean, this is for the record, so we can say we made the offer.
Yeah, no thanks. I think we're all in agreement here that this is not a good fit, and I'm out. Thank you.
You know what? I think I'm going to go get a glass of water.
I think it's a no, right?
Yeah,
that's a no.
The K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.